You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, special edition. New York Times reporting. Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, agrees to pay $55 million in penalties and costs over two wildfires. First graph, Pacific Gas and Electric agreed on Monday to pay $55 million in penalties and costs to settle civil cases brought by prosecutors over wildfires across six Northern California counties. The agreement allows PG&E to avoid criminal prosecution for causing last year's Dixie Fire, the second largest blaze in California history, and the Kincaid Fire in 2019. The settlement includes tens of millions of dollars in payments to local organizations, schools, and government agencies, and it will fund an independent safety monitor for the life of the five-year civil judgment. Jeff, a very good evening to you. We covered these fires, and I remember the controversy about what started them. What is PG&E, and how did the fire start that they're now paying a penalty? Although I see the papers in California regard this as a very small penalty. Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. You're right. It is a small penalty. It's a drop in the bucket compared to the massive amounts of damage that were done, the loss of lives, the livelihoods that were ruined, the natural resources that were destroyed. So there are a lot of people in California who are not very happy with this. The only people really who seem to be happy about this are the utilities. So when you ask about PG&E, there's essentially three big utilities in California. PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric to the north, Southern California Edison, which is Southern California, and then San Diego has its own. And it's the only one that's avoiding all these problems that California Edison and PG&E are having. And what had happened in this situation, these fires, it was deemed to be faulty transmission lines and equipment. And the reason why this is a problem, yes, you can have all sorts of acts of God type situations, but they've been on the hook for quite some time and promising they would fix this old, outdated equipment. So we have situations of fires both in Northern and Southern California, for example, where a power cable falls off of a dilapidated pole that is only suited for 30 years max, but has been up for 70, 75 years. And there are all sorts of situations like that throughout these fire areas where the utilities just have not taken care of the situation. Meanwhile, their officers get paid very well and their shareholders get a huge return.
The two fires, the first one we'll deal with is the Dixie Fire. Investigators determined that a tree came into contact with PG&E's power lines near the Cresta Dam, about 100 miles north of Sacramento. Now, Jeff, I live in a forest. Trees fall down. They take down power lines. You do something about it. You come through. I see the crews. They come through and they trim the trees as best they can. There's still nature comes and windstorms can damage things. But this sounds like they've laid PG&E power lines out there in the midst of forests that you've established have tinder everywhere, the undergrowth ready for the wildfire season. Can they not police that in some fashion so that this does not happen?
They surely can. Again, as we've seen in San Diego, they've been able to do that. They've not had the big fires and the loss of life and property that the other utilities have. And the problem that has been alleged by plaintiffs and others has been that this has been the problem with PG&E in particular. They have not taken due care when it comes to their transmission lines that run through forests and other areas with flammable materials. And they've been pointed out for years and years and years. And sure enough, this is what happens. They have a spark, a line falls, the wind blows over a tower or something, and you have a fire and it's off to the races. So that's why people are so upset about this, because they've been warned. They've been warned for years. And instead of putting their resources, their money on new crews and equipment to take care of the situation, they put it in payoffs for big officers and for board of directors members and shareholders.
So the Dixie Fire was caused by negligence or not seeking the best remedy for power lines in a forest that is tinder. The Kincaid Fire burned 78,000 acres in Sonoma. I remember, Jeff, and maybe I get the fires confused. At the time, PG&E was a suspect. At the time, there was never any doubt that this was an act of nature. Does that change now? Is PG&E, I understand they're paying a fine, but have they done something since these fires to improve the likelihood it won't happen again?
They say they have, and occasionally you see these photo ops where they have crews out trimming the trees. And, you know, this isn't about the crews. They're doing the best they can. It's just that PG&E and Southern California Edison aren't investing enough. They're not paying enough attention. They're not fixing dilapidated equipment. They're not updating, and they're not paying attention to many of the complaints from users who see these things and say, look, we've got to get this fixed or else we're going to have a big problem. They have made some payments. They have tried to ease the way for insurance claims, but really people are saying this is what we need to address in terms of loss of life and land, and PG&E is not doing it.
I know this is New York Times reporting. There was a fire in 2015, the Camp Fire, that led PG&E to seek bankruptcy protection after the company amassed $30 billion in wildfire liability. The utility emerged from bankruptcy in 2020. So everybody knew what the problem was. They go through bankruptcy. They emerge in July 20, and it begins all over again? Or has... puzzled, Jeff. People who live out there, do they have any confidence whatsoever that this isn't going to happen this fire season?
No, as a matter of fact, everybody's pretty sure, or they're girding their loins against it. They're seeing something coming up, if not in the immediate fire season, certainly in the ones that follow. See, the problem is that several years ago, the utility industry lobbied heavily in Sacramento and had a law passed, AB 1050, which basically put the proof that used to be on the utilities to prove that they've been prudent, to put it on the people who have been offended or damaged, the claimants. And that's very, very difficult for them to go against the big utilities. And this is really another example of what's happening in Sacramento. There's a lot of corruption, a lot of undue influence. And so you have laws like this that aren't protecting the little guy. They're not protecting the voter. They're protecting these what are essentially monopolies. And by the way, by law, they're guaranteed to make 10% profit every year. So what happens is they'll say, well, look, we're not going to make the 10% profit if we have to pay out of our coffers. They say, OK, go ahead and charge your ratepayers. And so that's one more reason why people are very upset.
All right. Special edition of Pacific Watch. But because Jeff is here and he's in Orange County and we're watching the Los Angeles mayor's race, it's neck and neck between the two major candidates. We also have an odd report from the Los Angeles Times in these last hours that more than a dozen professionals, gangs, how do you describe these, Jeff? These are organized gangs, are following, stalking people in well-to-do neighborhoods or driving well-to-do vehicles and tracking them to rob them. Do I understand this correctly? The wealthiest people of Los Angeles are specifically targeted by gangsters?
You're correct. These are follow home robberies. So one example is they'll hang out near very, posh restaurants or big time events, celebrity events. And they see who's wearing the most expensive watches and jewelry or who's driving the most expensive cars home. They follow them home. There's a violent takeover. Oftentimes people are bound and beaten, and then these people are robbed. And we're seeing this again and again. And some of these crews are local crews, and some of them are coming from out of state. We've even had crews coming from out of the country to do this.
This is an extension of the smash and grab that you've described to me over these last months. It begins to sound like Los Angeles County is lawless. I don't think it is, but it's peculiar. Is this going to be part of the debate in the mayor's contest? We have a few seconds here.
It already is part of the debate. That and homelessness are the two top topics. And when you have people on the West Side, which is very liberal and very money, who are very upset about these types of crimes, you know that is going to make a big impact on the mayor's race.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at Schwabvious.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.